KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Investigations are underway after two separate fatal drownings on the south coast. Yesterday, police and rescue workers responded to reports of a drowning at Margate Pier after eyewitnesses reported a man and woman being caught in riptides. Members of the National Sea Rescue Institute responded. Spokesperson Craig Lambinen says the woman rescued was found lifeless. He says they're continuing with the search of the missing man.
Despite an extensive search, there remains no signs of the missing man. The body of the deceased lady has been taken into the care of Government Health Forensic Pathology Services. Police have opened an inquest docket.
He says there was another incident reported.
Inishar Shelly Beach were alerted to a drowning at Palm Beach. The casualty was reported to be out of the water on the beach. Armed response officers arrived on the scene and found a man unresponsive on the beach. Sadly, the adult man was declared deceased. The body of the deceased man has been taken into care of Government Health Forensic Pathology Services.
Lambinen's also warned beachgoers to be cautious as the full moon spring tide peaks along the coast. He says they'll be stronger than normal beach currents well into the week.
Inland water users are also urged to be cautious bathing, boating and paddling on rivers, lakes and dams. Be aware of adverse weather, strong winds, fast flowing rivers, sea currents and sea drifts.
And political parties say government's intervention to growing food poisoning incidents has been slow. In his address to the nation on Friday, the president ordered all spaza shops to get registered within 21 days or face closure. It's in the wake of a contaminated food outbreak, which has claimed the lives of 22 children. Ramaphosa also said inspections will be done at these food outlets, starting with KZN and Gauteng. The African Transformation Movement says government should have been more proactive. Spokesperson Zama Njona.
We simply regard the speech of Mr. Ramaphosa as an admission of guilt by the ANC that they have fully and truly dropped the ball. If you focus on the time between 2014 and 2017, you'll see that this is not new.
The DA's Marina van Sail says it's unrealistic for municipalities to get thousands of spaza shops registered within the deadline.
Local municipalities should have been dealing with the issues of non-compliance a long time ago. Questions also remain on what will happen after 21 days when these have not been met, as well as whether municipalities will finally be held responsible for what they are mandated to do.
And Argentinian police have arrested a man who possessed a large number of vintage Nazi weapons. They were decorated with Third Reich symbols from Adolf Hitler's regime. Police say they seized over 60 illegal firearms from his home in Buenos Aires. Nazi flags, military uniforms, hats, helmets and a bust of Hitler were also confiscated. Your top story, investigations are underway after two separate fatal drownings on the south coast. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.